Welcome to the Saving Species Show, your favorite podcast in the world.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Gianna.
Today we're going to be talking about something that has both of our attention.
The endangerment of animals through poaching and hunting.
Did you hear in the news recently about the manatees?
You mean the manta rays?
Yeah, the manta rays, but the manatees were endangered at one point too. Whatever, get back to the real issue, Gianna.
Okay. The manta rays in Indonesia are being killed and transported to China for their fins and cartilage.
Yeah, it's been said that the manta ray fins can cure illnesses, but it hasn't been proven. And the cartilage can be made into glycerol and sulfate pills.
Entire communities are based off this hunting. Their main source of income comes from selling and hunting of manta rays. Manta rays only have one offspring every couple of years.
So killing a few manta ray could kill off an entire generation?
Yes. This makes a difficult situation for the villages, like the one in Indonesia, who rely on this hunting and selling of manta rays. Humans need to realize that these animals will go extinct if they don't put the animals' lives in front of the money.
For some animals, it is too late, like the Caribbean monk seal that went extinct in 2008, and the last living Tasmanian devil died in 1938. But for the manta rays, we can change things and save them. Another animal that needs some attention is the great white shark.
Sharks are seen as a danger for humans, but we are actually the dangers to them. In many places in China, sharks are killed illegally for food. Sharks are also killed for their fins.
I've heard that people commonly kill sharks for fin soup. That sounds disgusting. Many people throughout China think this soup has some kind of health benefits. This is awful. Why would they do this?
I don't know, but due to this dish and how popular it's become in Chinese culture, 100 million sharks are killed illegally every year. Somewhere between 1.3 and 2.7 million sharks are killed and sold into the shark fin trade alone.
This is a real problem.
But what can we do to stop the mass killing of animals for our own selfish use?
We could start by helping the villages that are supported by hunting animals like Isla Mujeres, where ex-fishermen make more money showing sharks to tourists than killing them.
Has the government tried to make this stop at all?
The Endangered Species Act protects endangered species from being hunted and poached for profit. With you.
That's amazing! That's great!
It really is. Well, that's all we have today, but always remember to tune in to Saving Species So and love your animals. See you next time.
Bye!
Yay!